Hey everybody, welcome to Buffer Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 665 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Jungle Fury, episode 29, Meryl and the Monkeys.
It aired October 20th, 2008, written by Boos and directed by Luke Robinson. That is Bruce Kalish, for those unfamiliar.
If you're new, yeah, if you're Luke just Boos. Tuning in, Boos is Bruce. I don't know. We only have four episodes left of this show, including the one we're about to watch.
Okay, so after today, we have three episodes left.
Just three.
So we should be in the like big development endgame is starting to happen.
And just the name Meryl and the Monkeys does not fill me with, like, I don't think this is going to be a very important to the plot. To the end game kind of episode.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the other five crystal eyes are all monkey eyes.
Oh, that's they're quintupling down on monkeys with the crystal eyes.
Monkeys are going to be the big problem at the end.
At this point, we've had so many regime changes. Why not throw them in? Give me five monkeys to fight at the end. Who cares? What's the worst that could happen? If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got the DVDs or access to the internet on any device, because everything can play YouTube and Power Rangers is on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you have a sufficiently advanced microwave, you can watch Power Rangers on it while you cook your kid cuisines.
Yeah.
you gotta pause it halfway through, take the brownie out, then put it back in. So everything else cooks right.
At work, I looked at the kid cuisines.
How do they look now?
I think they look the same. The penguin is like a 3D rendered soulless husk of a character. It is not the radical baby penguin with the backwards cap that I remember.
Casey's sold out.
I think he does have a t-shirt on, though. So
why is he Winnie the Pooh in it? Casey got to be ashamed about? Put your sunglasses and hat back on and get out there on a skateboard, Casey.
The point I'm trying to make is that the Nuggets and Mac come with corn, not green beans.
Did they always come with corn, though?
They may. I think. I don't know. I remember something having green beans in it because I hate green beans and I never would eat them. It was not, apparently, my kid cuisines.
We got to hop on the Wayback Machine, go to kidcuisine.com with our parents' permission.
Yeah, let me call my mom.
Just ask your mom if you can go to kidcuisine.com, and then we got to find out if they got recipes. got old recipes for Kid Cuisine.
Did Kid Cuisine come with prizes?
It can't possibly have.
I distinctly remember reading like a tiny little, it was just like a pamphlet worth of a Kid Cuisine comic book.
You're right. There were like they were in like plastic,
yeah,
like bags so they wouldn't get weird in the freezer.
And it was like a little comic book that was like five pages of Casey hanging out with like a fish or something,
with like a walrus or a fish or whoever, and then he did a skateboard trick.
Or it was probably like a sheet of temp tats or stickers.
I definitely remember that too. How many of those you think got nuked in the microwave because we weren't paying attention?
What happens if you microwave temporary tattoos?
They become permanent in the bag.
Oh man, they tattoo the paper.
Or they turn into shrinky dinks. Who knows? Do you think anybody besides us has talked about Kid Cuisine?
I mean,
in the last 15 years?
They sell them, so there's at least a handful of children out there requesting Kid Cuisines.
That's got to be some sort of, like, legacy deal, right? Like, because there used to be Kid Cuisine commercials. This is not a podcast about Kid Cuisine, but everyone just hang on tight. like, there used to be, like, commercials about Kid Cuisine.
Yeah.
And now they just are still in our grocer's freezer.
The only commercials I see anymore are for drugs.
A lot of drugs.
Or
which,
just like...
I know it's like the oldest person joke in the world, but like the side effects are worse than what it cures. But like sometimes on these ones, they list every single thing that could happen to you in life.
A lot of them end in death.
And then they're like, also you could die. My favorite one is like, if you're allergic to this drug, don't take it. It's a new drug. How would I know?
Yeah, don't take this if you're allergic to it. I need to try it.
There's only one way to find that out, I think. with this brand new designer medicine that you're trying to sell me, which, by the way, the act of trying to sell people medicine on TV feels like we should have had to pass a law about that in the 70s, but we didn't, and now here we are.
It's all pharmaceutical. Like, it's ask your doctor about this. And I'm like, I think my doctor's just going to tell me what would make me better.
Yeah, you would hope.
It's like, thanks for the rec, doc. Is there a name brand maybe I've seen on TV?
Could I pay
of
more
that
for
drug?
That?
That has like some stupid name.
Yeah, can I get Flipinomics instead of regular medicine?
They just shake up a gravel bag and dump it out and then like grab the first 10 letters and that's the name of their new drug.
If it's not good enough, they'll just like add like a like a A at the end to make
throw
it sound.
Throw a Z in there for the kids.
Yeah, throw a Z in there so they can copyright the name so you can pay more because they got to copyright the drug. Anyway, I don't know how we got from Kid Cuisine to here. Commercials. That's all that there is.
Everything sucks.
Everything sucks. Everything's terrible. And the only channel left that on TV, since we're talking about commercials, I realized this very recently. The only channel left on TV that is like, hey, come here. We're a destination still. Is Hallmark. Every other TV channel you could watch online, and I'm sure you can watch Hallmark online, but it's not the same as like tuning in to Hallmark.
There is like a Hallmark movie subscription service, but they like don't have everything on it.
I think that's done. I think they folded that into Peacock. I think like WWE deal.
I think you're right because there's like a Hallmark subsection of Peacock now.
Yeah,
right under like the WWE. we're just barreling toward cable again.
I honestly, I think it will be cheaper in because everyone keeps raising their prices. That's the other thing is their prices never go down. I realized the other day, and that really sent me into a tailspin. The CEO of Walmart recently was like, "Hey, there's going to be a deflation. It's going to be rough." And everyone's like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "All the prices are going to go down. It's going to be scary." And I was like, "But that's good, right?" And he's like, "No." And everyone's like, "Yeah, actually, we're going to just assume that yeah, it is." But other than that, like, I guess like groceries are going to be a little cheaper soon, so that will be nice. But like, other than that, when's the last time a price went down and just like stayed that? Not like we have a new version of this, so the old one is cheap now. But like now, this thing just costs less to buy.
Yeah,
because no, soda is $8 for a 12-pack, and that legitimately sent me into a tailspin the other day when I saw that.
I remember when we worked at Target, which like is not all that long ago.
Not long ago.
Spending $5 on a 12-pack was like, man, I'm just wait for that to go on sale for $3.
I was like, I gotta wait for that to hit the go down like in the catalog.
The buy 4 for $12.
Yeah.
Which we just had a sale at Kroger last week, which was the wildest sale I've ever seen. It was on 12-packs of soda. And it was buy 2, get 3 free.
Wish I lived near a Kroger. I don't even drink soda like that anymore. I bought a bottle of Mountain Dew last week because I walked to Walmart so I could buy a new camera that I hate. So I might return it soon. But I had to buy a new webcam. And so I was like, you know what? I haven't had a Mountain Dew in quite some time outside of Taco Bell. Because if I'm at a Taco Bell or a KFC, I'm going to get Mountain Dew. It's the nectar of the gods. Hey, everybody, let me put you on to this. It's called Mountain Dew, but from a Taco Bell. Don't get ice in it. That's a fool's errand. It comes cold. Drink it quick, okay? Don't get ice. It'll water it down. It tastes so good. I know you're a Taco Bell Pepsi guy, yeah. And I think
every
they also
soda,
have marketed the Mountain Dew improperly.
Every soda tastes better at a Taco Bell.
It's wild. Do you know, and I feel like we shouldn't even do an episode today because of how far afield we are. But did you know that Pepsi just bought Taco Bell and KFC and Pizza Hut because they couldn't get – it was cheaper to do that than to try to get them to put Pepsi products in their restaurants?
I did not know that.
Like they were like, hey, will you put Mountain Dew in there? And they were like, no, everybody wants Coke when they eat food. And they're like, damn, you're right. What if we own you, though, and you can't do that? And then they did that, and then it spun off into this – their like own subsect. It's still owned by Pepsi. It's called Yum Brands, and it's like – I think it's just those three. There might be another one, but I'm not sure. But then they are like independent enough now that they were like, hey, you got to pay us to keep putting Pepsi products in the stores. I don't know how much of that made it to air. Maybe all of it. Who cares? It's our show. You guys hear us talk about Kid Cuisine and Taco Bell and all that stuff. You're lucky that we weren't recording when we were talking about Walkman for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Count your lucky stars, everybody.
If you have a cassette Walkman you don't want anymore, please contact me. I will have it. Thank you.
Get in touch with Josh. If you have a Sony, it could be. Look, at this point, I'm desperate. I'll take anyone. If you have a mini disc Walkman, let me know, because I can't seem to get one for at all. eBay will not let me get one. I don't. Also, this is important. I don't have any money right now, so I can't.
That's
buy it
also
from
a
you.
Big part of it. Yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna go watch. I already forgot what it's called. Meryl and the Monkeys.
Meryl and the Monkeys. Hey, hey. It's Meryl and the Monkeys.
People say we Meryl around. Did you ever watch the Monkeys TV show?
No.
I watched it all the time. I was weirdly into Nick at Night as a kid. Like that was like appointment viewing for me, is on Nickelodeon after 8 p.m. So I watched a lot of stuff. I like there was a time where my favorite TV show on the planet Earth was Happy Days.
Well, look, that... I don't know if my mom watched it or if I watched it. I know I watched a lot of I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched.
Yeah.
But there was a time in my young childhood where my favorite show was Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy, a spinoff of Happy Days.
So
good show. All right, we're going to go watch Meryl and the Happy Days. We're going to go watch Mork and the Mindy's.
Unleash the Beast. And we're just back.
We're just back.
Well, what happened is we watched Sobe commercials. We also watched Meryl and the Monkeys.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkeys. There are only four, including this one, there are only four episodes left. I know I said this at the top of the show. And this is maybe the weirdest fourth to last episode ever.
This is just a filler episode.
This episode does barely one thing for what might be the end game at the very end, and that's I think it. Other than that, this is episode 8 where they're just doing whatever. There's a formula. Yeah. They found a formula, like a in a like a potion, but like a science potion. That's all formulas are, is science potions.
Yeah, and it's in an ooze canister.
It's in the canister for the ooze. That's like early game stuff. You don't need to be doing ooze episodes four from the end. Boost. HeyJackAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through. Currently Ninja Storm. I'm not even going to dog you. I know we already said it. I don't know if the episode's aired yet. We said that this season's release schedule is jacked up just entirely, and that's just how Jungle Fury's gonna be.
Yeah,
and then we'll get it together for RPM, I promise.
It started off good, and it's just kind of stumbling through the end. Am I talking about the show itself or me putting episodes up on time?
See, I think you might be onto something. Maybe it's Jungle Fury's problem, because the end game of this show seems to be really weird, and I know a lot of people like Jungle Fury. But it does. There have been some episodes in this season that have been among the worst written things I've ever watched.
This, I don't want to bury the lead here, but this episode
is a mess.
Was written by Bruce Kalish, a man who has never seen two human beings interact with each other.
Not even once. Also, just point of order, Bruce is the executive producer of Power Rangers and has been for 4 years. Dude should know how to get through a comparable episode of Power Rangers without making everyone seem like an alien.
It's not just the writing. I don't know if the directing is bad. The editing is weird in some places. No one is like on point in this.
No, and like this is the first episode. Not the first episode. This is like the third episode post strike, So it's not like they even have that excuse anymore of like, oh, we're trying to get back into the swing of things. And like, also, the strike ended in February. This aired in like September or something.
October.
So like, you could have, there was some time left in the in the cooker. You could have left it in there. Anyway, everyone's all tore up about everything's weird about this season and ours.
Hey, JackieDocs.com. Just this morning put up 654.
I completely forgot that episode
which
was
I saw you say on Discord that it was on Patreon. And so that like set the flag off in my head, and then so I checked Dropbox and it was in there. You never told me it was ready.
I did not tell
you. I checked Dropbox and it was in there, so I downloaded it and uploaded it on Thanksgiving.
Okay,
and I posted I made the post now 4 days later.
I didn't edit I did edit a little bit of the one after that, but I'm not done with it. And I didn't do anything all last week because of Thanksgiving. So it's just like we're all out of sorts here. RPM, fresh start, new year, new us. Once we hit RPM, it's going to be fine. Anyway, where was I? HeyJackieDocs.com. Blah, 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 blah. There's also an archive feed on our Twitter. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Pod Knife and Pod Bay and Pod Baby. And Pod Monkey.
Pod Monkey.
People say the monkey a pod. Did the monkeys have another song? Besides the song that they sang telling people that they are the monkeys.
I think they did. They were a whole parody of the Beatles.
I don't think they were a parody of the Beatles. I think they were just like...
It was like...
The deep impact to the Beatles' Armageddon, you know? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I never watched the show.
I used to watch the show, and I remember there were a couple episodes where, like, and it must have been towards the end of the run, where they just, like, gave up, because there were parts where, like, one of the guys was just, like, on TV that aired, and then kept airing, because I saw it on Nick at Night 30 years, or 20 years or so after it was on real TV. Like, he's not acting. He's just like, hey, I don't know my lines for this scene. And, like, that's in the show. So I don't know what happened with the monkeys, the TV show.
It became a parody, not just of the Beatles, but of itself.
It was the first meta show. It was groundbreaking.
One of the monkeys was named Davy Jones.
That was Davy Jones. Yeah, he was secretly a ghost pirate.
I had just like a vague pop culture knowledge of stuff that just was around, right?
Yeah.
And I always wondered why his locker was in the ocean.
there's two different Davies Jones.
Yeah, that was not my world was very small. So
I was over my parents at this point. Who knows how long ago it was? It was before Thanksgiving. But there was like the CMA Awards was on, the Country Music Awards was on, and my mom wanted to watch it because there was like a tribute to Jimmy Buffett that they were going to be playing. And there is a country musician, and his name is Jelly Roll, and he is a very large man and has face tattoos. And I am charmed by that being in country. Like, he's a country artist. And I was like, wow, okay, because you have face tattoos. And if you would have tried to pull that off in the early 2000s or late 90s, they would run you out of town. But now country music is so weird that, like, as long as, like, you can come in, anybody can come in, as long as you're not, like, a real country musician who, like, hates the government, because we don't do that in country music anymore. We love how boot taste here, and I guess Jelly Roll might, too, because they let him in. He was nominated for, like, 5 awards. He seems like a nice guy. He also did push Dominic Mysterio down at Raw last night.
Was he the guy I just saw a wrestling video of him not too long ago?
Yeah, him and Randy Orton being, like, this morning. So. Yeah, because CM Punk is back over there, and that's hilarious.
It's very funny. His little speech was also very funny.
It's so hilarious that Hangman Adam Page made CM Punk so mad that he fully went back on like everything he said about the WWE. Hangar one now fight in the end. Anyway, rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you help support the show. We really appreciate it. Early episodes, bonus episodes, et cetera, et cetera. All the good stuff there.
It's 12:30.
We've been doing this for long. We haven't talked about the episode in a way we need to yet. Do you want to just jump in?
Yeah.
We start off with a woman in a suit walking into a car park, into a parking garage, and she's on the phone with somebody. She has a briefcase handcuffed to her, so you know it's important. And she's like, "I don't care what they said, it's not ready, and we got to keep it a secret." It's all very vague. They want to do a James Bond episode, but they don't have Boots is not capable of that.
This starts off like a Batman episode.
Yeah.
Because she's like, "I got the formula. I'm not letting it leave my sight." And then, like, Joker's henchmen show up and surround her by her car.
She gets to her 1980s Pontiac. It's an old car, and the reason for that is because they're about to rip the door off of it. So they just got the cheapest car they could. But it's like this looks like this car was in Back to the Future. And she gets there, and she goes to put her key in, but she drops it because it's a horror movie now. And I don't know where they came from, but all of a sudden, one Rinchy just starts
popping. Yeah.
Like, just hopping towards her. And she is playing this as if she is scared, but not in the way that I feel like you should if there is, like, a monster coming towards you very slowly. So it just kind of comes off as goofy.
Well, it is an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And so she's, like, messing with her keys, and she can't get it in the lock because she's nervous.
Right, because there's a hopping vampire coming to get her.
Yeah, and then, like, more slowly. And more Rinchy are slowly showing up and hopping slowly at her. It's very creepy, sort of.
I just feel like if she would, like, make some sound. Because she's dead silent while she's doing this. I feel like if she
is, when she's trying to get the key in, there is one point where she's like, come on.
Oh, I guess I missed that. That's a little better. But I would be like, something, anything. Give me something, lady. But anyway, so she finally gets into her car. She slams the door. And then she looks out the front window of the car, and there's Camille. And she holds up an Xbox 360 power brick and says, "Car won't drive without this."
I just reached in and took parts out.
Just took this out. My dad has been a mechanic my entire life. I don't know what car part that she has there.
That's the power brick of the car.
Oh, okay. She got the RF adapter, so now you can't play it unless you can't play your Xbox unless you got the RCA cables, which I didn't really have a TV that had one of those until I was, like, an adult. So I always had to get an RF adapter.
It's wild that now you can't even get a TV with the RCA inputs.
No.
We've lived through so many different inputs.
Inputs are all over the place.
Because I also, my Super Nintendo, my Genesis, all my N64 even, I think, had RF adapters.
Yeah, up to, I think.
I don't think it was until I got a GameCube that I had an RCA input.
I feel like I also had an RF adapter for my GameCube. Like, I had to. Maybe by then. I don't know. Maybe. But it was, like, it was all RF adapters. And, like, they had a pass-through so you could plug your cable in through it. And things used to be so weird. And now it's, like, it's all just a computer. It's all just plug it into your... My TV's a little computer. It's weird. It's a weird computer because it doesn't do a lot, but... It's just a computer.
Yeah.
So Camille comes up to the door and she's like, "We can do this the easy way or the hard way. You can just give me the thing, or I'll make it bad for you." And she's like, "No, I'm not giving you the briefcase." And Camille's like, "Really disappointed. You're making a lot of bad decisions today." Rips the door off and throws it, which is why we have a Pontiac GT from 1984. Then she's like, "Give me the case so I can open it." And then the lady, who we'll find out this is Meryl.
Yeah.
Of the titular Meryl and the Monkeys.
Although it's never really Meryl and the Monkeys, is it?
No. I mean in the episode's greater scope, there is Meryl and there are monkeys.
Yeah.
And they're
the subjects of the episode are Meryl and the Monkeys.
But not they don't meet.
No. Nope.
They never meet each other. And then later, I don't want to blow the end. Meryl just disappears. I don't know what I don't know why they did this whole episode.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Meryl doesn't have the key for this, though.
So she's going to take this home. Sleep impossible to get her shirt and jacket off to change into, like, pajamas, right?
She has to sleep in one arm of her suit.
She also only has this one suit. It's all we ever see her wearing.
Yeah. Well, she's a business lady, you see.
Or it's the same day, because I don't know, if Dominic changes clothes either.
I feel like, maybe you're right. I think Dominic is wearing the same shirt the whole time. Maybe it's all the same day, which feels weirder to me.
That's even weirder, yeah. A lot happens.
So I guess she's, like, driving home at, like, 7 a.m.
She's going out for lunch.
I get, maybe.
She's going to go grab coffee. She's like, no, this thing's not leaving my sight. I'm so serious about that I left the key in my office.
I put the key in a safe.
Yeah.
And I don't know the code of the safe either.
So do you want this briefcase that you got to talk to my secretary and then find me wherever I might be?
And it's 2008, so my cell phone is a Nokia brick. Maybe she has a Motorola Razr at this point. Who's to say?
Oh, yeah. I think she would.
She seems like a Razr girl. Camille finds out that Meryl does not have the key, she's like, oh, you're making, I'm very disappointed in you. And all
she does say,
she
looks at Meryl's wrist and is like, that's a nice bracelet, but it doesn't go with your clothes. And that's when Meryl's like, I don't have the key. And then Camille's like, I'm just going to have to rip your whole wrist off then.
Take the arm with me, I guess.
I will remove your hand from your body.
Camille. Power Rangers Jungle Fury, 2008. And then, I guess she goes to do that, and Dominic shows up. And I thought it was just going to be Dominic, but he starts charging in. He's morphed. And the other Rangers eventually show up, and there's kind of a fight. And at some point, Camille's like, life would be so much easier without the Power Rangers. And for 1 minute, I was like, is this going to be a Wish episode where there were no Power Rangers? No such luck.
She's got a genie in that briefcase.
In the briefcase is a monkey's paw.
Oh!
That's a much boost. We got some notes. We got to take this one back. Try it again. So they fight. She transforms into her phoenix form. There's more fight. At some point, she corners Meryl, like, in the corner of the parking garage. And she's like, I'm just going to kill you. And then I'm going to take the briefcase off your dead body. And so that's what we're going to do now.
Or I'll just take your whole dead body with me. Whatever.
Your carcass is coming with me. So she goes to blast her. And Dom dives. And the dive looks like he's going to take the blast, but he just pushes her out of the way. But he also cuts the chain on the briefcase.
It's really weird because he pushes her in a way that her chained arm flails back. And the briefcase, like, the force pulls it tight. And I think it's Camille's blast shoots the chain.
Okay. This is part of the weird editing that we were talking about.
Removing the briefcase from, like, the hand. Well, it's still handcuffed, but the chain is broken.
Yeah.
And so it goes flying.
There are two discrete cuffs now and not one pair of them. But I thought he cut it on accident while he was trying to push her out of the way. It's a little hard to read, but maybe it was Camille's blast. Anyway, Camille immediately just grabs it, like, thanks, later, and then teleports away. So that's a problem. And he's like, hey, are you okay, beautiful? I mean, lady. Regular lady who I saved. She's like, the case is gone. Oh, no. And then the note that I wrote is she Cinderella's away, because it's very much a, like, oh, it's midnight, I'm about to turn back into a pumpkin, I gotta leave.
She drives her doorless car home.
She hops
at 7 in the morning so she can get an hour of sleep before she has to come back to the office.
Come back to work and try to find try to make more.
I don't
know.
All we see her doing now is walking briskly.
She's just out and about for the rest of the day. Like, I don't know what her job really is. We'll find out what she does for a living, but I don't know if that's what her job is, you know? Dom's like, I gotta find her. My Cinderella. We cut to later. We're in the loft. They're looking at the monitors, and she's on, like, every screen. And it starts with Fran being like, well, she's not really that pretty. And I'm like, Fran, why are you jelly right out the gate? And then I remembered, because, like, her and Dom kind of had a thing when he, like,
remember?
First showed up.
You remember.
And then not only did Dom forget he had a personality for, I think, 10 solid episodes, but also that little plot thread went with his personality away. And now it's back. and we're gonna, I guess, try to put the pieces back together really quick.
It's so weird because we've also planted a Theo and Lily seed like however many episodes ago where he was about to tell her that he liked her and then she like got called away to be at a party. So
to do like a dance at a hula dance at a thing. Yeah, that was like five episodes ago or something
and
like that.
That has not even been hinted at since that episode. Like that has not been revisited even slightly.
Have we focused on Theo even for 1 minute since that episode?
Was the brother episode before or after?
The brother
that?
Episode was before that, I
then,
think.
No, unless I that, don't think so.
Yeah, because that wasn't the brother episode. So yeah, I feel like since then, we have not hung out with Theo for longer than 5 seconds by himself. but yeah, there's a lot of... Is it going to be a face season or a feet season? I can't wait to find out at the end. It looks like a face.
Looking at it in the air right now, it is nose diving toward the ground.
They are going to pencil dive into the shallow end, it looks like. Hopefully they can pull it out. Dom's like, her name's Meryl Snyder, and she's a genius and the most beautiful person I've ever seen. And then he says, like, she does this and this, and she's a genetic engineer. And then Fran just goes, oh, great, so she can drive trains too. That might be the funniest joke Power Rangers has ever done. Props to Sarah Thompson for delivering that so well.
And RJ is like reading the situation. It's just like, Fran, you should leave here.
You gotta go open the pizza store.
And go open the store, yeah.
So it's early. It's pre-lunch.
Yeah. It's like 11 o'clock because they're about to open.
Yeah. So she got to warm up the oven and get all the cheese in the buckets and put the pitcher of milk out on the table. This show's so weird.
Start slicing bananas. You got to pre-slice them the way Thriller Gorillas sell at that place.
They sell like hotcakes, which is ironic because hotcakes are really not moving right now. We cut from... No, we don't cut away yet because Dom's like, we got to find her. They're like, all right, let's go find her. And Dom says, no, we shouldn't do that. And they're like, why? And he's like, because.
There's a lot of stuff.
We got to do a lot of stuff.
Needs to be done.
A lot of work to do. So we can't. And then you guys wouldn't.
This episode is so bizarre. Because I feel like every time Dom has to talk.
He's a different guy.
He's an idiot in a different way. And he never just says what's happening, because if he just said what's happening, everyone would immediately be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because but he has to dance around it and then get caught and be like, okay, this is really actually what he said.
Yeah. It's just this weird manufactured drama that feels so out of character for Dirty Dom, the close-up magician.
Yeah.
The suave close-up magician who now can't do anything right. It's so weird.
Because
eventually he's like, I like her. And they're like, okay, well, then you go.
Because he's like, you guys all need to do pizza store stuff. And it's like, there's just so much to do. And like, probably only one of us should go. And they're all just staring at him like, what are you trying to say? He's like, okay, look. She pretty. I like. I want. Go talk.
me go. Not
and
you.
And RJ is like, all right.
Good plan.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'll allow that to happen.
Why do we have to pussyfoot around it so much?
Yeah, I don't know. Good on RJ for being a good bro, though, and just being like, oh, you like her? Yeah, you go talk to her.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, we'll send Theo. He's preoccupied.
Yeah. He's not worried about her. But also, going right from RJ being like, Fran, I see what's happening. Why don't you go downstairs and start the pizza store up? Why don't you turn the engine on the pizza store on? And then go right to him being like, yeah, bro, you go get her. Like, does he not see what's this? Like, he's just like, I don't want my employees dating because it's not going to go well.
I think it's a bit that, and maybe he's reading it as like a Fran has an unrequited crush on Dom. Like, he's not seeing it from Dom's side. Like, he's not seeing anything coming from Dom for Fran.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
Which, like, there was before, but now a new pretty girl showed up. So,
yeah, she's in a suit. So how is a girl who works at a pizza store going to compete with that? Her hair's in a ponytail, Josh.
It's in pigtails in this, actually.
It is. It looks good. You know who else looks really good in this episode in the 5 seconds she's in? Lily. The braid on the side with the backwards hat. Whew. Good look. We cut to the Cobra Kai. Camille opens the box. She just rips the lid off of it. And
she's just tearing metal off of containers this episode.
Yeah, because they're all staring at her, and she's like, there's no key. And then just rips the lid off, because she's super strong, because she's got the Phoenix in her. And then she picks it up, and she's like, it's a cloning formula. How do you know that?
Maybe she knew what it was before she took it. Like, she went there to get it, so she must have had some knowledge of what it was. I don't know how she found it out.
That was gonna be my follow-up question, but I guess it's not important. But she's like, with this I can clone one warrior into a thousand.
They also Google searched her but Camille went to the second page, and Dom only looked at like the first four links and was like, oh, I know who she is now.
Yeah, and then but Camille like read the paper she published on her cloning formula that she's working on.
Yeah.
And like, not only like that might be actually true, because not only does she know what the cloning formula is, but she seems to know the side effects that we don't find out for, like, a while.
She knows everything about it.
Yeah.
So she had to have read a paper.
She read the paper. She's doing her research. So there's some, like, rabble about, like, we can't spare a monster for Camille because we hate her because she's a girl, and Daishi being like, give her a monster. And they're like, fine, here's a Rin Shi. And she's like, no, it's got to be, it can only work on monkeys. So I need that monkey monster.
That's never been here before. And it's just standing with the other Phantom Beasts.
We've seen him before. In the first episode, when the Phantom Beasts, when they were like, we're the Phantom Beast Generals, here's the Phantom Beast Warriors. And they showed like the 8 Zodiac guy, or however many Zodiac guys. We did see him for 1 second, but that's, okay. That's it. His name is Grindr.
Okay.
And I know what I know what everyone's thinking. Why? And that is because, you know, the organ grinders that sit there and they bump bump bada, 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 and there's a little monkey that goes around like, give me your money.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
I danced for this man who was wearing a record player, a wind up record player, so you need to give me your money, a monkey. I think that's it. Cuz it can't be the gay sex hookup app. That didn't.
And it can't be.
That didn't exist yet.
The New England name for a sub
can't be a hoagie, a New England hoagie, which is a grinder. Who does anyone in the real world call them hoagies anymore? That's gotta be like Minnesota specific, right? Like, is it like Wisconsin and Minnesota calls them hoagies, and nobody else? It's gotta be something like that.
Gotta get a hoagie, don't you know?
Yeah, that feels right.
That
feels right. Bobby's mom from Bobby's World love a hoagie.
Yeah.
I know that about
her. You're getting a grinder.
You can get a
Subway. I asked my mom, I think, when I was a kid. I was like, why is it called Subway? You get grinders there.
Yeah, that's where you get the grinders. I feel like Subway should be called Grinderway in New England if they really wanted to make some money. Also, if you call it a sub sandwich, you're a cop. I know that about you. If you call it a sub, that's fine. But if you call it a sub sandwich, you're a cop, and you gotta tell us that's a trap.
You have to tell me.
The monkey grinder is like, I don't want to do that. And then she's like, tough. And then we cut to Dom stalking Meryl. He's following her, but it's not slick or clever or not creepy. He's just stalking her.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going for, like a Looney Tunes gag where every time she turns around he's doing something and she can't like quite see him.
Yeah, like he like pulls up a newspaper, he just turns around or something.
Yeah, it's just not well, like she turns back at one point, he just like turns and looks up.
Yeah, like like what I did when I was a young man and got caught staring at a pretty girl, you just look away. They know what you're doing. You're busted. just own it, man. Anyway, so eventually she goes around a corner. He like goes around the corner to like keep following her. And she's just standing there like, why are you following me?
She's just standing there turned around like, are you following me? Do I need to yell for help?
And then he's like, yeah, you could, but I would be the one that would come running. And at that point, I would be like, OK, I'm going to call the fire department then. They're going to hose you down because this is not a good look. Dirty Dom. And then he basically says, like, I'm a Power Ranger, but I can't tell you that. I can't tell you I'm a Power Ranger. He makes a whole big deal. He'd be like, I was there. I know what happened to you because I have a secret identity, but I can't tell you. She's like, I would have noticed if somebody besides the Power Rangers and jumping vampire monsters were there. And he's like, you got to trust me. I need to know what's in that case. And then she's like, no, I can't. And then he morphs, which is just another, like, it's the same thing as him being like, I'm making up an excuse and then gets caught. I don't know why they're doing anything this episode.
Yeah, I don't, because she like turns to walk away and we just get like, she's the only one in frame. Dom's behind the camera and there's like the flash of light and she turns around and he's there as the Rhino Ranger.
Yeah, and she's like, take me, I'm yours. Like immediately she's into him. So we cut from there to the pizza store. They walk in. Fran's like, hey, welcome to Junk Car Pizza. What can I get you? And sees that it's her and then Dominic. And he's like, don't let her know I work at a pizza store. Like, he's like, don't. I gotta look cool. And she's like, okay, sit down right over here. And then she like puts down like one specials menu, I assume. And is like, will you excuse me? And then she leaves to go tell the others in the back that Dom is here with the pretty girl. And they all stop what they're doing and go and spy on him. They like Scooby-Doo poke their way up a door.
They Scooby-Doo into the door, into like the kitchen door.
And they're just watching him talk to her. And then she says, I can't tell anyone what was in the briefcase until it's perfected. So how does Camille know then?
Yeah, I don't know. Unless they have the Rita Repulsa, I can see whatever I need to.
They might.
Telescope. They have her telescope back at Cobra Kai.
Maybe they do.
I also want to point out, when they were first talking, when he was like, I'm a Power Ranger, but I can't tell you. And she was like, I can't. I have trust issues. He was like, you can trust me. And she was like, no, I can't.
She's like, that's what trust issues are.
Yeah, the whole conversation, like the cuts back and forth between them were so quick. The dialogue was just like really stilted and the most just like, just say what's on the page so we can move on.
Just over, like.
And there was no inflection from like either of them, I feel like. It was just really odd to watch.
And it's also weird because like the, like it's just over. It's just like, I'm looking at her. We cut over to Dominic, looking at Dominic, cut back to her, cut back to Dominic. Like, we saw them when he comes around the corner. We know they're both there. But if you only saw the rest of the scene, you'd be like, this was filmed on different days. Like, they are not in the same area. But then, so they're talking about the formula and like what's in the briefcase. And she's like, I can't tell anybody. And then he's like, you can trust me.
She's like, how could I trust you? And he's like, I told you my secret. So now you have to, I showed you mine. So now you
legally
have to show me yours.
You have to respond. And the Rangers see this and are like, ooh. And then he sees them in the window squeeing at.
She is literally like, okay, here's what it is. And he's like, hang on.
Excuse me one moment.
Instead of letting you tell me, I've noticed my friends, they're not doing really anything. But I'm going to stop you right here and leave the situation.
Oh, brother. So he runs back there. She's like, okay. So he runs back there. And then he's like, as soon as he gets there, Fran is talking already. Like, she isn't that. Now that I've seen her in real life, not even that pretty. And then RJ's like, Fran, why don't you go upstairs and watch the monitors? He should be like, Fran, go take a cold shower. All right. You gotta cool off. But he comes in and he's like, what are you doing? And they're like, we're just nothing. We weren't doing anything. And then he's like, I was just about to get her to open up to me. And at some point, Theo's like, maybe I should just go tell her. And I don't know why. I don't think that would help either. But
I don't know why this scene is even happening.
It's because he needs
it's
to get caught.
It's just so they can have like, they can have the breakup, right? Yeah. Or whatever.
Because they're
but
like,
it's
why
just
would
so this bad. It's not good.
It's really bad. It's like a 90. It's like Boost is like, I want to do a 1940s screwball comedy, but he's never seen one. He just knows the general idea. And so he's like, it's a bad version of that. But he's like, Dom's like, she was just about to tell me. And they're like, why? And instead of him saying, because I told her I was a Power Ranger, so she was going to give me a secret. He's like,
again,
because
instead
she
of
loves
just saying,
me.
Instead of just saying what happens, he lies in a stupid way and says a bunch of dumb stuff.
And then gets caught.
And she, for some reason, she's like, he's been back there for a minute and a half.
I'm also going to go
also,
back there.
I'm going into the kitchen now.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the employees-only section.
I'm a strong businesswoman, and I am going to go into the kitchen.
I'm an international businesswoman. Yeah, but he's like, yeah, she loves me. She loves me so much. She's going to tell me all her cool secrets.
Yeah, she'll be putty in my hands.
And she's in the doorway, isn't she? And she was, and she turns around and leaves.
Why did he say any of that? He says later that it was, like, to impress his friends, but, like, no, it wasn't, dog.
No. I don't know.
The only one who has any problem with this woman is Fran. And she's not even here because RJ sent her upstairs to the showers.
That's the other thing. If this episode would have been more Fran and Dom focused.
Yeah.
That would have made sense. But this episode is about Dom lying and Fran having to go get a milkshake and cool down. Like, this is just, the episode's done wrong. Like, it's a wrongly done episode, and I don't know why they did it. Four from the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so bizarre. So she leaves, and he goes to catch her, and he's like, sorry, I didn't mean it. Whatever you heard, I didn't mean it, or whatever. And she's like, okay, you're just a gross liar, man. I'm out of here. And she, like, leaves. And then we cut to Fran.
Yeah, he does say that, like, I know what you heard could be easy to, like, misconstrue. And she's like, no, or, like, misunderstand. And she's like, no, I'm pretty sure I understand every word that came out of your mouth.
I think I know exactly what you said, and I understood all of it. And so she, like, leaves. Then we cut to Fran, who sees the monkey attacking on the monitor. He comes back in and be like, oh, she left. And then Fran runs down the stairs like, hey, there's a monkey attacking. You guys should probably go do that.
I think we also need more backstory on Meryl.
Yeah.
There needs to be like a former partner that stole a project from her or something. Because right now it's just like, it's
she's
like.
She's just a lady.
She's just pretty and smart. And then.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. She's like, everyone only wants me for my body.
Everybody only wants me for my formula. Yeah, because, like, they introduce her as if, like, she's, like, the, you know, like, a femme fatale kind of, you know. But she's like, I have trust issues. I can't trust anybody. And it's like, yeah, we'll take your word for it. We've never seen you before. Why would you lie to us? But they don't, like, do anything, like.
And it's not even that,
outside,
like,
of that.
You know, she's had to protect this formula from other people. She just has it. And she's like, I can't trust anybody with the formula. And I know she says there is, like, a side effect that she hasn't been able to work out yet, and that's going to be, like, the tell later. But it's like, and everyone else wants to just push it out anyway, so we could just start cloning monkeys.
But, like, what's the use case for this formula?
I don't know. So maybe that's why she's taking the formula, but that does not explain deep-rooted trust issues that she has.
It's so strange. It's very strange. So anyway, we cut from Fran being like, you gotta go. They gotta, like, there's a monkey attacking. You gotta go deal with that. To Snapper and Scorch, like, conspiring against Camille. They're like, oh, we gotta make sure she loses this plan or else who knows what could happen. And they're like, yeah, let's
they're
go.
Like, if Camille's plan works, then she'll be in favor with Daishi and then he'll kill us because did it.
But she already is in favor with him because she's a pretty lady and you're a snapping turtle named Snapper. So they're like, all right, let's go sabotage her. We cut to the Rangers. They're fighting the monkey. He opens up the formula and dumps it on himself. And that makes a lot of monkeys. So her formula, she's like, I made a monkey cloning formula that runs on Power Rangers rules. Because if you kill the first monkey, the rest of them will die.
Yeah, you can't kill the clones without killing the original monkey. Sure. We will see them killing all the clones. It'll be down to just the original monkey by the end of this. But he pours it on his head and then pulls the hair out. And he throws the hair into the air and then, like, 5,000 monkeys come out of it.
Feels like maybe in the Sentai there is no cloning formula, and his power is to make more monkeys by himself.
Make clones.
Yeah, and they were like, we need a lady in a business suit to do this for him.
You know what kids love? Secret formulas.
They love a secret formula. And look, when I was a kid, I would go wild for a good secret formula. But, like, this one doesn't make any sense. Because it only clones monkeys, and I don't know. And look, maybe there's a type of monkey that's really important to the ecosystem that is endangered, and that's what we're going to do is we're going to fix that monkey. But I don't think that's true. I think monkeys, by and large, pretty all right for the most part. Like, they just, like, no one's hunting monkeys for their pelts.
Just their paws.
Yeah, just their cool, cursed paws. Are you Googling endangered monkeys?
I am.
Endangered, we gotta get monkeys to the bottom of this.
There are endangered primates.
Is it that one weird looking monkey?
The eye.
Okay.
Is endangered.
We just need to teach it how to spray paint. People will
There's
love
some
it.
Other ones, but that's the only name that I'm like recognizing.
Okay. So but then what happens? So you clone all these monkeys, and then the original one dies of like old age or disease or whatever.
Oh no, the Tonkin snub-nosed monkey is critically endangered.
Oh, beans, we gotta save that guy. What's he look like? Is he cool?
They're just like, you know, Ace Ventura's monkey? Spike?
No.
They kind of look like Spike. They're just like little monkey guys. Can't get like a good picture. Here we go.
Hold on, I googled it. Tonkin. Oh, I like that guy.
Oh no, look at his nose.
Well, he's snub nosed. He looks like a ghoul from Fallout. I think this one, I think the reason this one's endangered is because people were like, that scares me. I'm gonna kill it.
Oh, the brown spider monkey, also critically endangered. So okay. I mean, if they go, what are you gonna hang on like?
Right? Who? Yeah. What are we gonna do? But also, like, again, if the formula, the side effect is not that if you kill the original, the rest die. That seems to be built into it on purpose.
Right? Yeah, because you make all these monkey clones, right, and you save the ecosystem with monkeys, but that original monkey, it just passes away.
Right. He just
all
gets
the clones
old.
Go with it.
They die too. Then also,
that's a bad formula.
If they don't, and all this does is clone monkeys, that's how you get a Planet of the Apes.
It's like, why did she build in the fail-safe of you have to destroy the original to destroy the clones?
Maybe at some point she's like, you know what? What if this does make a Planet of the Apes? I got to be able to stop it.
She lives in the Power Rangers world. She's like, I know the bad guys are going to get this.
They're going to get this so bad. Anyways, they're fighting, and there's a lot of monkeys. And Dom's like, I'm going to go find Meryl. You hold the monkeys off. And they're like, okay. And we go to commercial. We come back.
Theo
and he finds
is
her
like,
immediately.
Before he runs off, Theo's like, are you sure you're the guy that used to go talk to Meryl right now? You?
And I think Dominic, it should be Lily.
Yeah, Lily's probably the one you should send.
Yeah. But Dominic hasn't had a personality for so long. He needs to have a new one now. Anyway, we go to commercial. We come back. He finds her immediately. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I was lying. I was just trying to impress my friends. And she's like, why? And he's like, I don't know. I just wanted to lie, I guess.
It's weird, though, because there's some part of this conversation where she's like, you must have pretty crappy friends. And he's like, no, it wasn't to impress them. It was to impress. I lied to them to impress myself.
I wanted to impress me. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, because you're so pretty. I just kept getting caught up in how pretty you are. And like, to be fair, yeah, she's very pretty. I don't know. I don't know if she's.
Nobody is so pretty you need to stalk them.
That yeah. Don't
stalk
do that.
Anybody, no matter how pretty they are.
Official stance of the Morphin Grid podcast, don't stalk anyone.
DSA. Don't stalk anybody.
Don't stalk anyone. And then she's like, okay, well, if you think I'm pretty, I guess I can trust you. I've gotten over my trust issues now, and I'll tell you how to destroy the, you gotta, if you want to get rid of the monkeys, you gotta destroy the original. Duh, it's Power Rangers. That's how Power Rangers
I don't think
works.
She is over it. I just think he's like, hey, There's a monkey monster that got your formula, and there's 1,000 monkeys downtown. Yeah, and I know you are briskly walking from one office to the other right now. You're
all
so busy.
All she does is walk between places all day.
You're so busy. And he's like, but my friends are fighting 1,000 monkeys, and I need to know if there's something in your formula we can exploit to win the fight. And she's like, all right, yeah. I'll help the Power Rangers.
Yeah, I won't help you, but I will help the Power Rangers. So he's like, okay, what? And she's like, all right, here's the thing. Number one, kill the original, the rest of them die, obviously. It's Power Rangers. That's how it always works. And the other thing is there's a side effect that I couldn't work out yet, that the original one gets wicked itchy.
He just gets so itchy. He's going to itch so much.
There was an episode in Mighty Morphin with the flea, where it was like the red flea static.
Like the static, yeah.
Yeah, that had the terrible itchy noise to it.
Yeah.
I think about that way more than I probably should. But anyway, this one's going to be really itchy. So we've cut back to the Rangers. They're fighting, and the Grinder, the original, is hiding behind a barrel or something. And he's like, I'm too itchy to fight. To nobody. He doesn't say this. He says to us. And then Camille pops up behind him, and she's like, hey, why are you hiding? And he's like, I'm not. And she's like, yes, you are. You're super itchy. I know you're the original. Because I know all the details of this formula.
I know everything about it. She's like, actually, in regards to me knowing everything about the potion, I'm going to need you to do a special mission for me. I need you to go hide.
go hide somewhere. And he's like, yes, please. And then leaves. And then she's like, haha, I did it. And then we cut to the Rangers. They're getting overwhelmed. And they're like, we need reinforcements. And they call in the Spirit Rangers. Finally.
Finally, after, we get to see them. They kind of do something, I guess.
They do their special, like, animations. And then that's to take out like six Rinchi at a time, or six monkeys, I guess, at a time. And like, that's it. And then there's like more fight. And at some point, the Rangers, like the three original Rangers in a row, say, call to the beast inside.
Yeah.
Jaguar, Cheetah. Have they ever said that before?
I don't know, but they all say a different thing too. Like Theo's like, release the Jaguar. And then Lily's like, let out the cheetah. And then Casey says, free the tiger. So I don't know why they also have to be different.
What is going on this episode? Boots, have you watched your show at all?
It's
since...
like they're still trying to establish the way the attacks work. Four episodes from the end of the season.
And then RJ just is like, regular punch.
He's like, wolf attack.
Yeah. And I was like, why didn't he get to unleash the wolf? Okay. So then Fran calls Dominic on his sunglasses. And she has like a headset on, like she's gaming. She's on Xbox Live. And she's like, I just intercepted or found a communication that says that the monkey's at the lake.
Yeah, she just says, like, I got one. I got a communication.
I got it. And he's like, okay, I'll go
Grinder,
call it the lake then.
Grinder is at the lake. You better get it before the bread gets wet.
It gets all soggy. Ducks are going to eat it. If you just leave a grinder by the lake, the ducks are going to eat it for sure.
Yeah.
And then they'll like the taste of ham, and then it's all over.
Yeah, then you got to move.
Then you got to move. Once they want your ham, you got to get away from the ducks. And they can fly. You got to go a long way. So we cut from there to the lake where Grinder's just there itching. He's like, oh, I wish I wasn't so itchy. And then Scorch shows up and he's like, hey, you got to go fight the Power Rangers. He's like, no, Camille said to stay here and be hiding. And he's like, no, that's change of plan.
He's at the lake, but he's just out in a field next to the lake.
There is no cover. He's not even sitting down.
He's not hiding. He's just somewhere else.
It's a bright red monkey next to a green field and a blue lake. He sticks out like a thumb. Scorch is like, change of plan. She wants you to go fight the Power Rangers by yourself now. And he's like, okay, why? And then Scorch is like, because I told them where you are. And left. Because
also, when the Rangers unleashed all their animal spirits, they killed all the clones. Like, at one point, I think Casey even says, we did it.
We killed them. Does that mean that they'll just make... Would he stop itching then?
Only thing I can think is that he's still able, because he's got formula on him, he can still make more?
Okay.
But he doesn't. No. So, I don't know what's going on here.
So Dom shows up at the lake to fight him, and the others show up eventually too. And then we cut to Sentai footage because the lake is different now. It's a different lake.
I think the sun is also like on the other side.
Yeah, and like Grinder's like, I'm gonna kill you now, and he pulls out a staff that I didn't know he had, and he makes it super long, which is another Sun Wukong thing.
Yeah, it was on his back. I remember being like, that thing looks more like a Q-tip than the American Gladiator staff.
But he pulls, and like an extending staff is another Sun Wukong thing. This is the second Sun Wukong monkey monster we've had this season. And so then Dominic's like, hold on, and he takes, I think, Theo's claw glove thing. He's like, I gotta do something, and he jumps up
in
the air.
That's also weird. I think that is Sentai footage, so they're just kind of like working with what they have. But he like grabs Casey's hand and is like, I need this for a second,
give me this.
And he just rips the claw off and sticks it on his big meaty paw.
He jumps up in the air and he does a rhino cut down the staff, and then also cuts Grinder in half. And then they're like, we did it, we killed him. But then he grows, and they get in their Zords, and they get in their Megazords, and then the Rhino does a freeze attack, and they split their Zords up, and then kill him separately. And it takes about as long as it took for me to just say that for it to happen.
I didn't even know Because I looked down for like 1 second. I didn't even know that they broke back up out of the Megazords. But at the end, we did get the whole lineup of them all just standing on with the Rhino again. So I guess when they get into a Megazord, they have to split apart before the killing blow. So the end shot can be the big group photo.
Can be the stampede of them being like, we did it. It's very weird. We cut from there to Camille. And she like walks up like she's a huffy too. She is upset. She walks right up to.
Did we talk about? We might have. I just don't remember. When he was talking to Meryl last time and got the secret, the itchy secret, before he left, he asked her out to lunch again, and she was like, I don't know. She was like, I'll have to think about it.
No, we didn't say that. I didn't know she did that happen. That makes sense. That's
important.
That will be important. It's still confusing what happens, but now at least there's a setup to it. So Camille comes up to Scorch and Snapper, and she's like, you two sons of biscuits sold me out. You told the Power Rangers where he was hiding to kill them. And they're like, no, why would we
do that? Yeah, Scorch is like, what? Why? If one of us loses, we all lose,
we
Camille.
All want to win, Camille. Come on. And then Daishi like comes up and is like, hey, did you tattle? Are you snitches? And I think it's Scorch is like, do you care because you respect her as a general or because you have human feelings for her?
Jake, can please explain to me what happens now?
I'll try.
Because here's what I saw.
Yeah, okay.
Daishi goes full Rinzen.
Just,
he's glowing gold flames and he's staring.
Eyes glowing.
His eyes are glowing. He's staring down Scorch and Snapper. And he's like... And then his hand splits a little bit and it backfires on him and he falls to the ground and goes, oh, God.
Yeah.
And that's the whole scene. We cut away and we don't come back here.
Then we leave from there. I think what happened is he's like, do you just have human feelings for her? All right. Do you think she's a cool general or are you just horny about it? And he's like, I'm going to kill you for insinuating that I'm horny. And then human feelings made him lose Rinzen.
It was Jared that was like, stop it.
Stop it. I am horny for
him. I am horny for Camille.
Can't blame him, but yeah, it just like kind of backfires on him and he gets like the vapors
pushed,
and he faints.
Pushed back and he falls, not to a knee, but like to a weird squat.
He does like a kind of a weird side fall squat kind of deal. And then we just leave from there. And maybe next time we'll pick up there. Who knows? And then we cut to Dominic sitting alone at nighttime in the pizza store.
For his lunch date.
Yeah. And like, look, like the sun goes down right now at about lunchtime.
That's true.
So did like
you see
maybe
the sunset now actually out the window.
Yeah. It's afternoon. So the sun's gone any minute. I swear to God, by come December 20th, it's going to be 2:30 p.m. and it'll be dark out. It's
the sun will
time.
Never rise.
It's the worst ever. It's better up here in New Hampshire because at least it's gradual. In Texas, it literally is like sun's there, sun's gone. So like I would get home from work, I would take a shower, I would come back out and it was nighttime. It was like nighttime, like sleepy bear tea pajamas time. Like it was just like dark. And I hate that. I hate it when it happens this early. I super hate it when it just is like, oh, I looked away for a second and the sun split. Before I could notice. But anyway, he's sitting there and he's like, I guess she isn't coming. And I didn't know that they agreed to do lunch. I didn't hear that.
Well,
part,
they didn't agree. He asked her to lunch and he was like, you want to do lunch? Same place. Because he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, let me just, like, I said a bunch of dumb stuff. I didn't mean any of it. I don't know what I was doing. I've never got this far with a pretty girl before.
But like that doesn't seem accurate to his character.
It's not. None of it made any sense. And then just like, I don't know. He's like, you want to just do lunch? We'll do it at the same place tomorrow. And she's like, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
We'll see.
And she walks off.
And then she thought about it and she's like, actually, no, he did stalk me. So no, I'm not going to do lunch
so
with him.
So now Meryl's just out there. With the spirit of the monkey.
She is a monkey spirit. I think we needed Casey to be like, she's got the monkey spirit. We know that about her.
Yeah.
I can tell from the damage.
for the way she came in here and just started flinging poop at everybody.
Picking all the fleas off and eating them.
I was trying to think of like an untrustworthy animal, and I was like, I don't know, like a mouse, like a little, like just some
snakes,
little
famously snakes.
But that's an untrustworthy thing, but not something that's not trusting of like something
like
that's
a
just
skittish
like,
animal.
Yeah, yeah,
like a rabbit.
Yeah, right. Maybe she's the rabbit, but then why wouldn't she clone rabbits?
I know. From what I understand, they're way easier to experiment on because everything that they're like, we got to do experiments to animals. They start with rabbits.
It's just sometimes rabbits.
They go to monkeys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Fran comes in.
But yeah,
bumming.
She's out there and knows who at least one Power Ranger is.
Yeah, I hope she's
we're
not evil.
We're never going to see her again.
I would bet every cent I've ever made in my entire life that we will not be seeing her again this season. Especially because the end of this episode is, hey, Dom, that girl didn't work out. But what about me, Fran? I'm also pretty. I'm just wearing glasses.
Yeah, take my glasses off. I'll put my hair down.
Boom.
I can wear a suit if that's what you like.
If you want, I'll put a suit on. I bet you wear the hell out of a suit. So she brings him some Zah to cheer him up, and she's like, hey, here's some...
This Zah, we've talked about the Zah here before, but this is
all the Zah
here flattest
is...
crust I it have is... ever seen. And they pick it up, and it is just so floppy.
It's like a glossy JPEG of pizza.
If I'm given the choice of pizza places, and Jungle Karma is on the list with pizza looking like this, I'm probably going somewhere else.
It depends on how good it tastes, because in Keene, there was a place called Amici's Pizza. It no longer exists. It's been bought out. There's still a pizza place there. It's just,
it's just
someone
Pizza
bought
Hut
it.
Now.
It's not a Pizza Hut. It's another like family owned. I haven't been there since, but somebody bought it and it was still Amici's for a little while, but it was like bad. And then now it's a different name altogether. So maybe they got bought again, but Amici's used to have the floppiest, sloppiest za in the continental U.S. And I loved it. It was so greasy. It was so
yeah. We ate there. I've eaten there with you before.
You've been there. I don't know if you've ever been there when I had eaten part of the paper plate that the pizza was on, because it was also so hot. It was nuclear, but it's also because it's entirely made of grease and that holds its heat very well. So I would have it on the paper plate, and I would just kind of scooch it off the edge.
Right, scooch about a bite size of pizza off the plate.
Yeah. And one time I finished the za, and there was a cartoon bite mark out of the pizza because the grease had saturated it so much that I didn't know it was paper plate. I couldn't tell the paper plate from the pizza at that point. But I looked like a hungry Wolverine that day, I guess. But this za is about as floppy as that, so I might give it a shot, but I don't know if I'm going to go there. That's not like destination pizza.
It's so weird because the outside of the crust looks like it is so hard and so crunchy.
Yeah.
That it'd be hard to bite it without hurting your teeth. But the middle is so floppy.
It's not done. Like, it's so weird.
It's burnt on the edges and raw in the middle.
What kind of oven do you have? You need to upgrade your oven to make it an even bake. And they talk for a second. It's like kind of cute, but in a weirdly forced way. Like, I don't think they have chemistry, but like, this is basically being like, hey, Fran's a good consolation prize, right, Dom? And then the show being like, that's what we want you to think, and that's a good.
Yeah, it's tricky to be like, this story is tricky to tell in a way that's not like the person that has always liked him and that he ends up with isn't just the consolation prize. Like, it's difficult to write in a way that is satisfying and is like, she was there the whole time, you just didn't see it.
Yeah. And I don't think Boos is capable of writing
Boos
she's all
it.
That. So that's the end of the episode. The camera
just pans out. I thought Meryl was going to be out there. Like,
I
listening
thought she was
going to
be hiding outside.
Like, she shows up. She's a little late because she's an independent businesswoman.
She's an important businesswoman, yeah.
And she looks in the window and sees him sitting there with Fran and then, like, leaves.
Yeah, but no, right? It just sort of pans down. I thought we were going to like see her like hiding under the windowsill being like, I don't know what to do. But no, it just pans down and the episode goes away.
It's the end of the episode. Meryl's dead.
Bum, 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 bum. You'll never see Meryl again.
She's hanging out with Lewin.
Her and Lewin and that Master Fant's niece. And
yep.
who Who else? We got a whole. I bet we could make a whole secondary cast of Power Rangers of just people we saw one time in this season. I think you can do that pretty much every season, though. They hate recurring characters.
Yeah,
so
it just
much.
Seems especially like noticeable this time because the writing is also very bad.
The writing is so bad. Like, I don't know. And like, I'm not saying season one should have won any Emmys for. Or, like, any season, really. There's bad writing in every season of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But this is the first time where I've, like, noticed that it's not just, like, the acting is not good and, like, the plot is it. But, like, the actual, like, the writing seems bad this in the, in the back half of this season.
Not the whole season.
Not the whole season.
Like, it started off fine. There were even some scab episodes that were fine.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Since we got
now.
Out of, since we came out of the writer's strike, they've been kind of stinkers.
Yeah, there was one, I mean, the worst episode on our list so far was dead center of the writer's strike. And that was just like, I feel like the guy that got to write that episode had never written anything, not just an episode TV, but like he has never put pen to paper before because it was bad. But anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started What's the Best?
No, man, I don't know.
I have one.
Okay,
I have
it's
best.
It's Fran's train joke.
It's her train joke. It was extremely good.
That's very good.
Boos's broken clock was right once that day. When she's a genetic engineer. Oh, great! So she can drive
super pretty,
too.
And she can drive trains too.
Oh, very.
What am
good.
I supposed to do? I'm just. Very pretty and run a pizza store.
Just run a pizza store and I'm very organized and I love reading, which Dominic also loves doing, which we established earlier in the season. What's the worst?
Can I just say like the rest of it?
I mean, I can't stop you.
I don't know if anything. The worst is when Dominic is like. Using my charm to like totally manipulate her into giving me information instead of just telling
saying,
what,
like
the truth.
Like I'm trying to get her to, I'm getting her to trust me and you guys are being weird about it.
Like, I don't think RJ is going to be upset if Dominic goes, hey, she's like really hard to get to trust someone. Like it's really
so
hard
I told
to get her,
her
to trust somebody.
Yeah.
So I like to shoot in a sign of good faith. I told her my biggest secret that I am the Power Ranger that like saved her that day.
Yeah.
And she was just about to tell me when I saw you guys snooping and for some reason just got up and left.
I had to leave. Yeah. Because it's also like. There's no reason they can't tell people they're Power Rangers this season.
No,
there's no reason. The bad guys know who they are. They know where they work and live. As far as we know, the only person who has a family is RJ has a dad that they've already kidnapped. And Theo has a twin brother that is off traveling the world. We'll never see him again. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Casey has sisters.
Yeah.
But we're not going to see them. You don't need to worry about them, Casey. Why do you need to keep your identity secret? What's the benefit of it? I'm going to say the worst, I think it's along those lines, is just Dominic's character this episode being a different guy. Like, he's always confident and, like, not necessarily suave, but, like, cool, at least.
Yeah.
In, like, a dorky close-up magician way, but he's not, like, a liar who is nervous.
Yeah!
Like, that's weird.
When he lies,
it's prank lies. It's not lying lies.
But he's, like,
pranks are lies, but...
Yeah, when he's lying to them about Meryl in the kitchen, he's, like... He's doing it in a way that's like, I'm so macho and cool.
Babes love me. I don't know if you know this about me.
This babe is going to tell me all her secrets. She's going to sleep with me, and then I'm going to kick her out of here.
Yeah. And then she's like, what's
like, Dominic, these are the same people you said I should go talk to that girl because I think she's very pretty and I like her.
They already know you like her.
They know it already.
What is the benefit? Boos, what are you doing? Anyway, that's the worst for me.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
I do like Meryl as a character. I just don't think her actress gave like a ton. And I think a lot of that was that I don't think she was directed very well. And I also don't think she had very good chemistry with Dominic.
I don't think she had much
at
all.
Any chemistry with Dominic.
Her, like him and Fran have good chemistry, and the other, you know, but they've also been working together for however many episodes. She's like a new person, but she also, like, maybe she's just a really good actress, and the trust issues come off as like, I don't, I'm putting up a wall, so we don't have chemistry at all. I think the MVP is Camille.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I think I got to give it to Camille.
I think you're right. I think I agree with that, actually.
Because, like, not only did she, like, know everything about the secret formula that no one knows about, but she also, like, is actively doing stuff all episode. Even though she's a general now, she's not just, like, hanging out in the background and getting mad at her monsters.
Yeah.
And she's actively being sabotaged and still trying to, you know, do it. So I'm going to give it to Camille. Now we got to rank it. I don't think it's going to fare terribly well, to be completely honest with you.
No, nope.
And again, it's been a whole week since the last time we recorded, so I opened every single document in my Google Drive. I think it's better than... I'm looking at these, and I don't even...
Look, I shot right down to the bottom of the list, and I stopped going up at Don't Blow That Dough, because I'm like, is this better than the clip show?
I think it's better than the clip show, but I don't think it's...
Race to the Nexus is not a good episode, but I think this one is just worsely put together.
Yeah, I think it is above Don't Blow the Dough, but I don't think it's better than Race to the Nexus.
Okay,
where I will remind everybody that's at the end where Dom gets the Rhinozord and that makes Booga Red win. And he gets Zuccotto.
He wins. He masters Zuccotto so that it can be completely unimportant. In like an episode or two when Rinzen
like
comes
three
into
episodes.
The picture. Yeah.
Meryl and the Monkeys. What a stinker. What's the next one called?
The next one is To Earn Your Stripes.
Okay. Well, at least that one sounds like it might be important because this one, other than the only overarching plot thing this episode has is the very end where Booga Red his Rinzen sputters. That's it.
Yeah, but I don't,
nothing else will ever come up from this episode.
It like reminded us of Fran and Dominic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. You could remove this episode. We haven't seen the next one yet, but I'm pretty sure you could remove this episode wholesale.
Yeah,
no one's gonna mention Meryl again.
No, because Fran hates her, so they don't want to get Fran mad.
That whole conversation after the end of the episode was like, I can't believe that stuck up little girl stood you up. She thinks she's better than you. Yeah, right. She's not even that pretty.
I bet her trains that she drives sucks anyway. I bet she's terrible at driving trains. So we'll see you next time for To Earn Your Stripes, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Have there been Sobe commercials? Were there ever Sobe commercials?
I want to say yes. Where like the lizard was animated.
Are you saying, Josh, let me ask
like
you a question.
Like the Opposites Attract video, but for radical drinks.
Okay. Are you sure you're not thinking about Gex?
No, I'm not. I'm not okay. Sure about that.
Sobe. Commercial.
I might be just mixing Gex and Surge commercials together.
Which I mean
that is pretty much what Sobe is. It's just Gex and Surge.
All right, here's the old Sobe commercial starring that kid from The Sandlot, you know the one. Yep, this is for Sobe. He can't open the door.
Not till he gets a Sobe.
Okay, first of all, that was a very short commercial. Second of all, I'm pretty sure the entire point of the commercial is that, like, posers can't drink Sobe because he had an upside-down, backwards visor on and, like, a big puffy vest and the door to Sobe wouldn't open for the kid who was like, you're killing me, Smalls. Oh, and here's a longer version of it. He can get a Snapple. Posers can drink Snapple.
Oh, God, I love this.